And now it is my pleasure to very shortly invite a guest, the retired bishop of Kilmore, Elphin and Ardagh from Ireland. Allison and I met Ken and Helen at the Lambeth Conference in 2008. I think it was the wives that first met one another. They were seated in a certain place in Canterbury's cathedral. And one of the preachers spoke some heretical words. And this group of women, two from Ireland, Allison and one from Egypt, looked at one another and said, "We are not going forward to receive communion." They then introduced us to their husbands, and we became fast friends. I think I went up to receive communion. You did too, Bishop, didn't you? You don't have to confess it here. Would you? He's here because he's been invited to do ministry more than once down at Church of the Cross, Bluffton. They have a wonderful partner and relationship with one another. Please come, my friend.
Well, Bishop Mark, Bishop-Electship, and distinguished guests, and the diocesan family of South Carolina, thank you for the invitation to share these few words. I know what diocesan conventions are like, friends, and people keep looking at their watches. And So in the words of the famous King Henry VIII to his wife, "I will not keep you for too long." And that's a promise. I bring you warmest greetings from all your friends in Ireland. It's just a privilege for my wife Helen and I to come over from the mainland to join you here in this little island to the west of Ireland. But seriously, I do bring you warm greetings, and you are constantly in the prayers of many of us in Ireland, and we genuinely, Bishop Mark, thank God so much for the links that we have had with the diocese here, and particularly with the Church of the Cross. Bishop Chip-Elect, warmest congratulations to you and to your wife, Beth. And already we've been praying for you, and you can be assured of our prayers for you as you take up this awesome responsibility. I will never forget my first Sunday as a bishop. I was preaching in the cathedral. I'd never worn bishop's robes before except at my consecration, and I was checking everything was all right. The choir was ready to process, and the dean was beside me. And I turned round to make sure the people behind me were all right. There was nobody behind me. And, you know, I can still feel, Chip, the shock and the horror. And I remember vividly thinking, "Clark, the buck now ends with you." And I had a moment of absolute panic and terror. And then, as I'm sure you have experienced, God just put something right into my mind like an Exocet missile. Words from St. Patrick's breastplate: Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ beside me, Christ within me. Hallelujah. Bishop Chip, those words will come to your mind many times. And to all here who are stepping out in faith into new adventures with the Lord and new chapters in ministry. Just one verse from Scripture for you, Bishop Chip, as you begin your Episcopal journey and adventures. A verse that has meant so much to me. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16. Watch your life and your doctrine closely. Sometimes in ordained ministry, we're very good at watching doctrine, but not so good at watching our lives, and we end up in a moral mess. In other places, we're very good at watching our lives, but our doctrine is a mess. Paul spoke the words to the young Timothy and got it absolutely right. Bishop Mark, as you move into this new season, May I remind you of words that were given to me by a member of St. Paul's Conway some years when we were there, Larry Biddle, I think he's here. We stayed with him and his wife, there he is. And he showed me, I think, Larry, I hope I'm not saying the wrong thing here, I think you were in your late 70s at that time, and you gave me a little sticker that had a flame on it, and one word underneath the flame, refired. Refired. Bishop Mark, God's calling you to be refired. Everybody will say retired. Do you know, when I went back to Ireland, I went into a local printer and I showed him the sticker that Larry had given me, and I ordered 1,600 of them. And they've all been given away. Because that is God's call on us when we enter this season of life. We're called to be refired. Not like a group of old men who used to meet together every week, and all they could talk about was what? Their ailments. You know, the body aches, the pains inside and out. Do you know what their little times together became known as? The weekly organ recital. This season of life was never for that, folks. God is so much more for us. And God is so much more for you, Bishop Mark, and for Alison, because you've been a team together. And it was so appropriate that both were applauded and acknowledged. You know, in Ireland we say, behind every great man, there's a woman wondering how he got there. One of the best pieces of advice, Mark, I was given when I entered this season was this. Let go of all the things you don't enjoy and focus on the things you really enjoy and are passionate about. And that is one of the wonderful blessings of this season of refirement or retirement. Focus on what God has given you a passion for. Let go of what you don't enjoy. And just as the bishop-elect has been given a verse from Scripture, I give you one that I shared with the people of the Church of the Cross last Sunday. A few weeks ago, it was in one of my daily Bible readings, and it was Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. And again, this really penetrated my heart, mind, and soul like that Exocet missile from heaven. The longer they live, the brighter they shine. And Bishop Mark and Alison, we have had the privilege of seeing God shining through both of you in your lives and in your ministry. I will always associate you with consistent, faithful discipleship and courageous, godly, Christ-like leadership. We thank God for you, and God bless you, and God bless the Diocese of South Carolina as you enter new adventures with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Be refired, every single one of us, no matter what age we are. God bless you, and thank you for the privilege of sharing.